Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The emerald ash borer, a non-native beetle attacking ash trees in the U.S. and Kentucky for about the last 10 years, was found by an Ohio researcher to have added the white-fringed tree species to its targets. With some perspective, UK entomologist Dr. Lee Townsend.
The beetles that were found, the incidences were about 20 miles apart, so it's not like they were in a cluster of trees in one location, and that makes even more concern.
Townsend says the ash and white fringe are in a larger tree family that researchers are monitoring.
Lilac and privet are both in the same family, and early on, when the emerald ash borer first showed up in this country, there was research looking at some of these related species. And at that time, there was no indication that emerald ash borer would attack either lilac or privet.
Those species bear monitoring, but the ash infestation is the prime focus.
The main thing, I think, at this point is to keep our eye on the ball, because our ash are the main things to try to manage at this point, certainly from the standpoint of landscape trees and also from woodlot owners and foresters in terms of logging trees and harvesting if they need to as a result of the infestation.
For an online treatment decision guide, he says, you can go to Emerald Ash Borer, Kentucky. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 13th through the 15th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including bull riding. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. There's special kids ticket pricing all three nights. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
There is some progress in research to fight the spread of the emerald ash borer, and we'll cover that in a program in the next few days. UK entomologist Lee Townsend says, though, that the infestation is serious.
The major impact is still in the triangle, essentially, between Louisville, Lexington, and northern Kentucky. That's where the infestation is at its oldest and where we're starting to see a lot of tree mortality. We're picking it up now, though, in the southern part of the state. EAB is around us, so it's not just spreading from north to south, but coming in from West Virginia and Virginia and even from Tennessee.
That online search can be done at Emerald Ash Borer, Kentucky. You'll find a county infestation map, treatment suggestions, and other related information. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.